lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
There are certain things that come to mind occasionally in my life and possibly in your life, and there's questions that come up, and one of those questions is, why do bad things happen to good people? Well, one day a woman asked a preacher that particular question, why does bad things happen to good people? Well, this preacher answered, I don't know. I haven't met any good people. Well, his answer was designed to accomplish two purposes. First, it was designed to remind the lady that we are all sinners. The Bible says that we've all sinned. We come into this world as sinners because of one man, and that one man, of course, is Adam. And then he also, this preacher, wanted this person to know that none of us are really good people. There's none good, no, not one, the Bible says. Well, secondly, this preacher wanted her to understand that no one is immune from trouble. And this second truth is driven home in Psalm 43. And it would seem the author of this psalm is going through a time of stress, a personal attack, an inner turmoil. His life has brought him face to face with circumstances that are out of his control. They brought him pain and confusion, and this pain and confusion is brought to his heart. He feels it deeply within. Well, the fact is this. We've all faced times in our lives when we were embroiled in turmoil, pain, and heartache. Those are times of life that define us as believers and confirms or denies, and it will confirm or deny our testimony concerning our faith as we look at our love for Jesus Christ. As we read this psalm, Psalm 43, it becomes quickly evident that the psalmist is a broken man. Yet, for this, he clings to his faith in God. As this man lifts his prayer to the Lord, he cries out in this chapter, Oh, deliver me! Well, I'd like to look at this man's prayer for deliverance from his troubles for a few moments as we study this together. I want us to see both the depth of his pain and the height of his faith in the Lord. We need this because there are times when we all cry out to the Lord, Oh, deliver me! This psalm offers us some reasons for encouragement in the midst of our troubles. First of all, I see the believer's cry here. From the beginning of this psalm, we're introduced to a man who's in touch with the Lord of heaven. If there ever was a reason to rejoice in difficulty, it lies in the fact that we have access to God. In Him, we find all the help we need to weather the storms of life. First of all, I want you to notice with me in verses 1 and 2, you see a cry for liberty. The psalmist feels trapped in his circumstances, and he cries out to God for deliverance. Do you ever feel trapped? I sure do sometimes, but, you know, I'm thankful that our God is the great liberator. The psalmist wanted to be delivered from, first of all, the slander of men. Verse 1 says, Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an unholy nation. Oh, deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. Well, evidently, the psalmist has been attacked by others. He feels that he's been done wrong and he's been hurt by the words and actions of others. He pleads for God to get involved and to vindicate him before his enemies. Just so you know, everyone gets done wrong from time to time. And when that happens, what are we to do? We're to leave all judgments in the matter up to the Lord and refuse to seek any sort of vengeance. Romans chapter 12 and verse 19 says, Dearly beloved, Avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. We are to forgive and forget the matter, according to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32, where it says, And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. According to Matthew chapter 5, we are to love our enemies. You know, that's not easy when we say we need to leave anything that we feel needs to be done to a person who does us wrong. It's not easy. It's not easy to say, God, you take care of this. But as the children of God, we need to look to Him and depend on Him to do as He says in the Word of God, what He says He's going to do. And we should not seek the vengeance on our own. You know, sometimes we just want to lash out. But God says, you leave it up to me, and I'll take care of the situation. Not only do I see that, but in this psalm, the psalmist wanted to be delivered from the slander of men. And he also wanted to be delivered from the silence of God. He says in verse 2, For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Well, often in the troubles of life, it seems that God is totally unconcerned about our situation, and we pray and nothing happens. We cry out to Him and there's no answer to be heard. We suffer and still the pain remains. The psalmist wants the Lord to speak to him about the situation, but the Lord remains silent. I want you to notice that when these times come our way, we need to remember that the Lord operates in ways that we cannot comprehend. Isaiah chapter 55 and verses 8 and 9 says this, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. We need to understand that God's timetable is not the same as our timetable, and that when it seems He doesn't care, He still knows about our situation, and He will act when the time is right. We read in Mark chapter 4, verses 37 through 41, where it says, and notice the disciples were in a ship, and it says there, And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep. Now, speaking of Christ, He was asleep on a pillow. And they awake Him and say unto Him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And He said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey Him? I can tell you what manner of man is. He's God. He's Jesus Christ. And He came to seek and to save those who are lost. Well, let's get back and start looking at this once again. We need to look to our Lord for deliverance. And we need to understand that when He doesn't answer immediately, we need to understand this, that His timing is better than our timing. Isaiah 40 and verse 31 says, But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Well, the psalmist also wanted to be delivered from the sorrow of heart. In Psalm 43 and verse 2, we read about that. And the psalmist wanted to be delivered from the sorrow of his own heart. He says in verse 2, Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Well, his question could be stated like this. Why am I letting the actions of a few godless people control my life? Well, this is a good question. When we reach the place where our troubles and the negative people and circumstances of life control our joy and still our peace, we need to ask ourselves the same question. We need to say, why am I letting actions of a few godless people control my life? We know Jesus has promised us His peace and His joy. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7, it says, And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Then again, in John 14:27, he said, peace I leave with you. And Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. If what Jesus said is true about giving us peace, and it is, then when we allow the trials of life to take the wind out of our spiritual sails, we have no one to blame but ourselves. No one can steal your joy. You have to give it up all by yourself. Well, the psalmist of Psalm 43 and verse 2 knows where his strength lies. He calls on God because his circumstances are beyond his control. There are situations that he cannot fix, and he knows that. Because he cannot fix the situations of his life, he calls on the name of the Lord, knowing that God alone has the power to fix what he can't. You see, there's no use in you worrying or letting the broken things in your life that you cannot fix consume and control your life. The best thing you can do is learn to bring it to the Lord, stand in his strength, and watch him work it out for you. I want you to notice in Psalm 43 and verse 3 where it says, oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto the holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Let God take control of your life. Let him lead and guide you, and let him do the things that he needs to do, that you want to do and you can't do. Let him take care of it. And then as we look to him in verse 3, it says, send thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. As we stop here and we think of this, of Psalm 43, when we think of this, we still have the question, why do bad things happen to good people? Well, we may not know where to turn to, and you may not know where to turn to. I do know where to turn to, and I pray you do too. You need to pray something like this. Lord, I can't do it. I just give up, Lord. I just don't know where to turn from, where to turn to from this point. Well, you may not have said, Lord, but you may have said, I'm just throwing in the towel of life. I just don't know what to do from this point. If that's you, you need to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior today. You need to understand that you're a sinner. You can't save yourself. Jesus died on the cross. He was buried and he resurrected for you. And if you will trust him today to save you, he says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you want to be saved today and be on your way to heaven, ask Jesus to save you. Ask him to come into your heart right now. You need to say, Lord, I know I can't save myself. I'm a sinner. I can't go to heaven the way I am, but Lord, you can take me there. And I'm willing to trust you. I'm turning to you today, Lord, and I ask you to save me right now. As you as a Christian today, maybe you are saved. You need to cast all your care upon him. Let him lead and guide you. Let him take the care that is on you today. In other words, that burden that you have. Give it to him. He is the one who's able to solve the problems of your life if you'll turn them over to him. Pray and ask him to take the problems that you have and let him have them. Give them to him and let him solve the problems today. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time we've had together. And I pray for that soul who needs to be saved. May that person trust you right now. And for that Christian who's going through a difficult time, may you lift that person up right now and encourage their heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord.
May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.